Pen Ilgunis was first published in 2009. His article appeared on the news site Salon.com and was titled, "I Live in a Van Down by Duke University." At the time, Ilgunis was getting his master's in liberal studies at the university and striving to stay out of debt. The article broke the silence on one of his methods for remaining debt-free, secretly living in his Ford Econoline van. Ken now has a new book out titled Walden on Wheels, On the Open Road from Debt to Freedom. The book is relevant, honest, and inspiring. And while it addresses his adventures in van dwelling, it tells other important stories as well. Ken joined me at WFDD, and I began by asking him to describe the three sections of Walden on Wheels.
It's a travel memoir about five rather unusual years of my life in which I'm dealing with student debt. And the first part is about graduating with $32,000 in debt with a liberal arts degree from the University at Buffalo and just having to deal with paying it off. I go on this odyssey across North America to pay it off, working mostly menial labor jobs. So that's the first third of the book. The second third is where I kind of take a different approach to paying off my debt. I knew I was this adventurer at heart, so I thought, you know, why not pay it off, but also kind of become this tramp? So I'm hitchhiking across the country. I go from Alaska to New York, and I get a job in Mississippi, then I hitchhike from Mississippi to New York. So I kind of embrace this life of adventure while paying off my debt. And those are the first two thirds of my book, and then it goes into the third third, which is about living in a van at Duke.
Something you talk about throughout is this idea of freedom. It's not only something you reference, but it's something you sort of try and define throughout the book and use it as this guiding principle. How would you define the idea of freedom, and how did that definition maybe change from where you were at the beginning of your book to where you were at the end?
Well, I guess freedom was the goal at first. I recognized this terrible external constraint. That's my debt. It's preventing me from taking the sort of jobs I want. It's preventing me from going to grad school. It's preventing me from living a life of adventure. And freedom was the goal, just get out of debt as fast as humanly possible. And, you know, I think it's good to have freedom. But later on in my journey, I recognized that freedom is no longer the ultimate goal. Eventually it becomes self-improvement, and that's when I go to Duke, and then at Duke it becomes a life of meaning and purpose. So it's me chasing these different things, and if I have to tie myself up in a graduate studies program and live in a van and, you know, in ways compromise what could be a really free lifestyle, so be it.
Author, blogger, and adventure seeker Ken Ilgunis. His new book is Walden on Wheels. To read more about Ken's adventures, including his recent expedition hiking the proposed route of the controversial Keystone XL pipeline, visit WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. There you'll find links to Ken's blog, pictures from his van dwelling days, and more information on Walden on Wheels. And if you relate to Ken's story and have one of your own to tell, find us on Facebook and share how you stayed out of debt. For WFDD, I'm Bethany Chafin. Out here.